Message number 982. Woe to all of you imposters, for you do not come from me. Wednesday, December 4, 2013 at 10:30. My dearly beloved daughter, know that every word that comes from my mouth comes from the mouth of He who sent me. Every warning given to the world through these messages comes from He who is Almighty. I come in the name of my Father, and He sends me to prepare the way to consecrate the earth before the great day of my second coming. Only my voice brings you the news as to what it is my Father wishes His children to know. These are the only messages which publicly declare the truth of the unholy two who will tear the world in two through the great apostasy. You will not hear the truth anywhere else in relation to my second coming, for not one amongst you has been given the authority to speak to the whole world on behalf of the one who created you. As the true end time prophet reveals to you the truth, so too will the counterfeit raise his voice like a lamb who will speak as if it he speaks the true word of God. Then as the king of the earth, the evil one, fights against heaven's intervention, hundreds of false prophets will rise among you, and they will never tell you the truth. Their visions and their words, which spring from their own imaginations, and in many cases from the spirit of evil, will reveal to you the good things you want to hear. They will soothe you when you need to be soothed, but they will mislead you. They will speak of peace where there will be no peace, of truth when there will be heresy, of plentiful crops when there will be famine. You will never hear the truth, for these liars will not want to incur your wrath. The truth prepares you to deal with the reality of difficult times foretold in my Father's book. It is given to you to make you strong. But the false prophets who roam among you will confuse you and tell you that all things are good, when they are bad, and holy, when they are not. They will shield the wolves who want to devour the souls of God's children. Their words of love and their quotes from Holy Scripture serve only to deceive you. Yet many of you will embrace lies rather than face the truth. Woe to all of you imposters, for you do not come from me. When you come to me and say, "But Jesus, all we wanted to do was spread the good news," I will cast you out and you will be exiled. You have betrayed me by lying about missions which were never given to you. You are denying me by contradicting me, and when you publicly declare my word to be a lie. Don't ever attempt to stand in the way of God's ministry, for the heavens will open and you will be the first to be struck down with the false prophet and the beast on the last day. Punishment will befall all those who claim to come in my name and who serve only one purpose. That is to tamper and interfere with the word of God. As the battle of Armageddon moves closer, and as this raging war is mounted by Satan's army against God's children, you must move aside right now, for if you do not, you will face the wrath of God, and no mercy will be shown to you or to those who swallow the lies which spew from your mouths in order to defy the truth. Your Savior, Jesus Christ.